And I speak in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. If you thought Christmas was solely about the birth of Jesus Christ some 2,000 years ago, well, boy, do I have a gift for you this morning. That gift is called the Gospel of John. And while the Gospel according to Luke presents us with the nativity scene that we're probably all pretty familiar with and can outline by heart, no room in the inn, Jesus lying in the manger, the angels, the shepherds, the kings, and the stars, today's gospel passage from John takes us way back, much further back than 2,000 years. So let's step into John's time machine and go on a journey to long, 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 very long ago. While we have various creation stories in the Old Testament, perhaps most prominently, the creation stories in the book of Genesis, Jesus isn't explicitly named or involved. It should come as no surprise to us, of course, as Genesis was written several thousand years before Jesus was born. And yet, the Gospel of John, that passage we just heard, it asserts that Jesus, the second person of the Trinity, the Word, was present at creation. How can this be? This is a truth that the church has asserted from its earliest days, that the second person of the Trinity, who became flesh in Jesus, was always present within the essence of God. He was present at creation, he was present in Jesus then, he's present now. There was never a time when he was not. Yes, there was a time before Jesus the man lived, but there was never a time when God did not exist as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Today, Christmas, we celebrate the birth of Jesus in the flesh. God takes on a human body as a baby born of Mary. And there's a plethora of beautiful imagery of what it means for God to dwell in a human body. Part of that imagery that speaks especially to me is that in God becoming human in Jesus, humans become a bit like God. It's an incredibly powerful statement. In God becoming human, we are all collectively lifted to God's presence and filled with the knowledge that we too are holy. Unfortunately, over the centuries and millennia, some have asserted that the human body and the material world are unclean or unholy. But a major corrective to this is heard today in our gospel lesson. The Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. Quite to the contrary of being unclean or unholy, God chooses the human body to be a site to reside, a location of revelation, and indeed the very means of reconciling the world to God's self. In doing so, God reasserts that each human being is a place for the holy to dwell. Each human being is created in the image of God. Each human being reflects God's work in this world. You and you and you watching on the computer. Our seemingly ordinary human lives become places where God's glory shines. Jesus Christ being the prime example. You know, God has a way of taking seemingly ordinary things and making them extraordinary. In addition to the human body, Think of some other examples of this. Scripture, what might otherwise simply be writing, like any other book, is made holy. Bread and wine of communion, what otherwise might be ordinary food in our everyday lives, they become for us Christ's body and blood. Our planet, what might otherwise simply be dirt and air and water and animals and plants, it becomes for us a reflection of God's handiwork. Music, what might otherwise simply be words and tunes strung together, becomes for us an entry into the heavenly choir. In taking on flesh in Jesus, God knew full well the reality of what that meant. There would at times be pain in that life. He was bound to lose friends and loved ones. He would encounter illness, sadness, and yes, one way or another, death would come for that human body of Jesus too. And yet, God did not shy away from becoming human. God did not shy away from any of these things, but ran straight toward them, that we might know that whatever we are experiencing in our own lives, God is right there, experiencing it with us, walking beside us, a steady arm to lean on. Indeed, ancient Christians knew all this full well. Ancient and medieval art would sometimes connect the Nativity and the Easter story in striking ways. For example, the wood of the manger in certain artwork bears a resemblance of the wood of the cross. The swaddling cloths bearing a resemblance to the shroud wrapping Jesus' lifeless body. The expensive gift of fragrant myrrh brought by the three kings to the newborn Jesus, bearing a semblance to the expensive perfumes used to anoint Jesus' dead body. These images, they resonate with me in a particular way this year, in this year of pandemic. God knew full well that having a human body in Jesus meant encountering in that body vulnerability to illness, to pandemic, to sorrow. But God also knew full well that illness and sorrow and death is not the last word. Indeed, that is the story and the truth we proclaim at Easter, at the other end of Jesus' earthly life, that death has no victory over us, that the grave is not our final stop. I'll include with one of my favorite passages of Scripture from today's gospel lesson. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. My friends, Jesus Christ is the light of the world, and his brightness shone that night in Bethlehem. And it shone in his ministry, and it shone on the cross. And the darkness did not, could not, overcome it. It's an incredibly hopeful statement. There is nothing that we can do to prevent God from being God. Even when all hope seems lost, remember, the darkness did not overcome it. The darkness did not overcome God, and the darkness cannot and will not overcome this world. That's the joy of Christmas. So Merry Christmas. In this Christmas season, may you know that you are holy, created in the image of God. May you know that Christ walks beside you on your journey each step of the way. And may you know that there is nothing, not one bit of darkness in the world that can overcome the light of the world, that is Jesus Christ. Amen.